Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. It is May 18th, 2019. I guess the kids say 2019. It's like the old folks say 2019. Well, you know what? I say 2019. So put me in whatever group you want. But, you know, it's one big number. It's not two numbers. It's one number. Anyway, this isn't a Home Show What Year Is It Pros. Anyway, it's Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We call it Garden Pros because we've assembled a super team of gardening experts. It's kind of like the Avengers, which I understand is a trademark phrase, and I can't say Avengers Assemble. Oops. But we've kind of done something a lot like that. We've made this super team of incredible nurseries, and every week they send a knowledge expert out here that we get to talk to, that you get to ask questions of, and any kind of questions, be it landscape bed questions, be it, you know, lawn, trees, safety of pets in your lawn, you know, how to design a space, water gardening, which, you know, kind of brings the great truth up that we have Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Anita, hello.
Hey, Danny. I think super team sounds good.
Yeah, the super garden team.
Yeah, super garden team.
Yeah, so I'm just going to, you know, you want to take turns with me and read off the list of places?
Yes, well, we have Buchanan's Native Plants, Warren's Southern Gardens, Enchanted Forest, and Plants for All Seasons, and then where I'm from, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Also the Arbor Gate, a great place. We got so these great six stations of excellence, and they're all just this destination worth visiting.
They really are, and each one has a different flavor to it.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yes.
I was talking about that with the Warrens about how just you have this one spot where you have kind of like, you know, straight paths, and then another place will have curving paths. Mm-hmm. And one place will have a lot of different water sounds and water features.
Yes.
And one place will have, you know, lots of yard art. It's really neat. It's like it's a really cool deal. One place will highlight, you know, roses. One place will highlight azaleas. I love it.
Yes, I do too. And I go to all of them, and I purchase at all of them too.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Look at you. You're ideal customer.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what we do. We have set this whole show up for you to be able to get great gardening advice. And what's awesome is you can't just get it live on the radio for 2 hours on Saturday mornings. You can also check out our Facebook page, Home Show Garden Pros. Nelson, do you guys have a great Facebook page?
We do, yes. We try to keep it whimsical and informative.
Nice.
So
that's a lot
a
like a visit.
Sugar kind of concept.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Helps the information go down.
And I like to put a little bit of information out every week. It's because you can be overwhelmed by gardening when you first start out.
I think so, yeah.
There's so much to learn and so much to know, and it's like a lot of things. You can't know everything, and it's fun to learn, but learn a little bit every week, and you'll get there. You'll be an expert.
That's right. And, you know, we're living busy lives, so that measured approach is very helpful as well. Well, you can give us a call. 713-572-4610 is the easiest way to connect with us. I mean, Facebook's great. Our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, is great. There's an Ask Danny button, and you'll get lots of answers to that question. But we're here live. We want to talk to you about what's happening in your lawn, what's happening in outside your house, how can we help you gardening. That's why Anita's here, because we want to help you do that. 713-572-4610. And again, the show goes from now until 9 o'clock. So love to hear from you. Love to hear what's on your mind. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
The Arbor Gate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arbor Gate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at arborgate.com.
You're shopping for groceries when you remember you need organic soil for your plants and garden. Since you're at HEB, pick up New Earth's top shelf organic products in either the new grab-and-go 8-quart bags or the 1-cubic-foot bags. Top Shelf Organics are approved by the Organic Materials Review Institute, the healthy choice for your garden, flowers, trees, and yard. New Earth Top Shelf Organic products at non-organic prices. TopShelfOrganic.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Wabash, feed and garden. A little bit of the country in the heart of the city.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
That's right, we're back. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Want to tell you a little story that happened recently. It's kind of – the winter is when we think of all the leaves falling, but really the live oaks start dropping now, dropping a lot of leaves. And we're cleaning up the house, have a daughter graduating. Rachel, I miss you! But have a daughter graduating, and so we have a graduation party coming up. So we're – I'm out there doing lawn work. And, my neighbor comes over and he's like, whoa, your blower really is moving the leaves. Because he's got a little kind of one that doesn't move the leaves. He like can spend all day and a leaf will turn over. And he's
I know you're going with this.
Yeah, well, sure. So I'm out there, blowing. It only takes me a couple minutes to get the job done because I'm using a steel blower, a leaf blower from Steel.
And I have one too.
And yeah, it actually moves the things that you're trying to blow, which is really it's so underrated. Using good tools, we have this world we live in that we want to spend the least, and we don't really care about the quality, right? But it's like that stuff doesn't last. That stuff doesn't work. You want steel tools for perfect yard cleanup weekends. That's what you want. You want very good tools to get the job done more quickly and more thoroughly.
And they have the battery operated ones, which are great if you don't want to drag a cord around.
Absolutely.
I don't like messing with that fuel.
Sure. The mixing and stuff like that. I mean, what's great is all their stuff, battery powered, fuel, electrical, it all is so powerful and it really does work. And, when it comes down, where's the best place to buy steel in the Houston area? I love steel. So when I see it, I get excited. But a great place to get is Houston's outdoor power equipment specialist. That's Lansdowne Moody. Lansdowne Moody is all over the Houston area. They have the option, right? They're a big carrier. They can carry whatever tools they want. They choose to, when it comes to hand tools, to only carry steel products. What a stamp of approval. That's boom, boom. That's a big stamp of approval of steel products. Well, you got a big company, a great company like Lansdowne Moody saying, man, we're only going to sell this one brand because you know what? It works the best. So it's really great stuff. And what's really cool about Lansdowne is you can get in there, get your steel string trimmer, get your steel leaf blower, get your steel hedge trimmer, and you're not getting a box, a bunch of packing, you're not getting a bunch of papers. They will assemble it for you. They'll fill out your warranty for you. All those little things that maybe you don't do right or you forget to do, I'm thinking that warranty specifically, well, they do it for you. So not only are you walking out of Lansdowne Moody with an incredible tool, but also with it fully assembled and already warrantied. Really great stuff. And again, they're all over the place. So, do your work better. Work hard, but also work smart. I like that. And then you're going to get your stuff done quicker and more thoroughly. So get up to Lansdowne Moody. Look at the steel stuff. It's Steel Dealer Days going on this weekend with pricing rebates. And find a Lansdowne Moody near you. So East Freeway before 610 East. Webster, Conroe, there's one in Splendora and Hockley, and the one near my house, Bellway 8, just southeast of 59. Check them out to find other locations. See what those steel dealer days are on lmtractor.com.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Anita Nelson with Danny Milliken, and we'd like you to call us with your gardening questions at 713-572-4610.
Awesome. We're back. Yes.
We're back.
So I'm glad you're here.
Yes.
So, in our super team, our superpower team, you have all these incredible people. And I don't know, the youngest one of these nurseries has probably been around for over 20 years still.
I think so, yes.
Like, these are people that have been doing it for a while. And what you've been really specialized in and done for a while is water stuff, water gardening.
Water gardening, fountains, bringing water into the landscape.
And so that to me is this really like gift of a forgotten gift. Like people that encounter it, people that get a disappearing fountain or a small, simple fountain or even like a creek in their backyard, never regret it.
They don't. And it's – if you go to any botanical garden in any city,
right,
every garden – usually the way they lay it out is they have their rose garden, their herb garden, an alpine garden. It doesn't matter what type of feature garden that they're displaying, they'll put a water feature in it.
Right.
And there's a reason for that. It's because it draws people into the space.
That's awesome. 713-572-4610. Another benefit is – and this is research-based, right? Mm-hmm. – is the relaxation that comes with hearing the sound.
Yes.
The, like, you know, ratios of stress hormones versus non-stress hormones that are – that your body changes actually when it hears flowing water.
It's soothing. It's very soothing. And it also can be masking. You can use it to mask urban noise.
Right.
You can use it that way too.
And maybe that's part of the soothing part is you don't hear the urban noise as much.
Maybe so.
But it's if your home is your retreat, if your home is this place that you're going to be, you're going to spend time really getting something in. And so I love that concept. Always have wanted to get out there, how important it is to get something like that in the space. But I look at my yard and it's kind of like, where would I put it?
I would put a disappearing fountain away from a tree.
Okay.
For two reasons. Number one, respect for the tree and the tree roots. And number two, the leaves. Even though a disappearing fountain has hardly any open water at all, it does have that reservoir with a covering of gravel of Mexican beach pebbles, and leaves have a tendency to fall and stick to water. Water's sticky. Anything that lands on water stays. It doesn't move.
So we need a towel to get it off our arms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So keep it away from a tree. And then the second consideration is put it where you can see it from inside your house.
Okay.
And also, one thing that happens with disappearing fountains is birds will come to it. Mm. So having it where you can see from a window of your house means you can enjoy wildlife all that more.
Those are some of the rules that I apply to where to put your vegetable garden, right? The tree part, mostly because I want sun.
Yes.
And the site part so that I'm drawn out to it.
Yes.
But the cool thing about birds is that birds do some good stuff in the veggie garden.
They do. You know what? How about we put a disappearing fountain in the veggie garden?
And let's give ourselves a pretty veggie garden.
And you know what else? You have a place where you could dip your watering can into and apply immediate first aid to any wilting plant
in
your
vegetable
garden.
All of a sudden, you've got accessible water right there.
Yeah.
You've made yourself a little destination. You're going to be a better gardener.
Yeah.
It's all part of it. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about some veggie garden and raised bed strategies.
Yes.
When it comes to designing the raised bed, implementing the raised bed, where to put it, how to do it. When we get back from this quick break, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. I'm at the nursery today, ready to help you get your green on. So whether you need help with lawn problems, weeds, trees, shrub health, veggie and herb gardening, or you just want to add beautiful flowers to your beds, pots, and hanging baskets, stop by. We are all here for you. The summer heat is upon us. Nothing performs better in our summer heat than bougainvillea. We grew many different varieties that that are putting on a show right now, and they're ready for you in our bedding area. We also offer crafting classes during the week and potting service. So if you bring your pots in or you purchase pots here, we can pot them up and have them ready for you at a specific time. A great way to stay connected with what's happening at the nursery is join our Facebook page at Plants for All Seasons. If you've never visited Plants for All Seasons, we're super easy to get to. We're at 21328 State Highway 249. Or go to www.plantsforallseasons.com for more info. Stop by and see us. We'll help you get your green on. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're back to Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. Talking with the wonderful Anita Nelson right now from Nelson Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about how to use your space. So, you know, we talked a little bit about getting water in your space and that beautiful sound, that beautiful impression. We're going to talk in a little bit in detail about really kind of some of the great ideas you can involve when you're doing raised beds. But I want to kind of, when I think of how to use your space, the thing that's taken up the most space is lawns.
Yes.
And just like how to approach those.
Well, lawn, one thing about a lawn is it creates a negative space that everything else can play off of.
Sure.
It's really important for that reason. It's important for a place for your children to play, to throw a ball, to run, all that kind of thing.
And I that's why I have a lawn, is mm-hmm. for kids and dogs to use. We played badminton the other day. It was great.
Yeah.
You know, can't do that in the veggie beds.
Well, and I love looking at that green carpet.
Sure.
That it doesn't provide the backdrop. It provides the foreground for your more interesting-looking foliage and flowers in
right.
your garden, your shrubbery and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, and a couple things that I see and I wonder about are people using their lawns? Have they laid their lawns out like they – to their use? I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if it is for the kids to play in, what size lawn do you need?
Exactly. I was driving in the country last night, and I went past this home that had a lawn in front, and for some bizarro and, to my mind, pointless reason, about a quarter of an acre to the side of it was just lawn, and it had a sprinkler system. But there was no point to it because
right.
they didn't – maybe they use it on the weekends. I don't know. But they created this area that they have to maintain now.
Sure, right.
And water, whereas they could have just let – because this is out in the country. They could have let just the native vegetation come in and keep it –
Yeah,
keep
or done instead of mowing every week, you know, spreading some seeds, putting some plants in.
Yeah,
really
exactly.
getting to a point where you.
But it's their property, and they can do what they want with
that's
it.
That's absolutely
true. This is a free country. Remember that. 100%
true. The other element where I'm with lawns, another one is, and I think from kind of my understanding, it really kind of shouldn't happen. Is the lawn coming all the way up to the base of a tree? So, lawn trunk.
Yes.
And say, I see it pretty often.
And that, oh, my neighbor, their crew came in and did the volcano around the trees.
Sure.
And I just want to go out there at nighttime and move that mulch away from the base of the tree. But
well, describe what the volcano is.
A volcano is when they come and they mound the mulch up the tree about a foot. And what it does is create a wonderful environment for diseases and pests to come in and eat away at the base of that trunk.
Mm.
It gets moisture, stays there. It's all trapped in there. They create a little home for those particular pests. And so it's really setting yourself up to kill your tree in about 20 to 30 years.
Right. And, you know, I feel the same way about lawn being up right on the edge of tree.
Yeah.
Too, in that really, you know, a tree setting is a forest space or a savanna space.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, trees in a savanna like post oaks or, you know, some elm, stuff like that, they will – keep plants away from their base. Sycamores do it. Walnuts mm-hmm. do it. And in the forest, right, the leaves make the base.
They do.
And so really keeping the trees to a place where you're going to use that shade, and then in a lawn, having the lawn be the space you go play in.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, do a small circle of mulch. But – and my last thing on lawns is if you're setting it up for your kids to play in it, don't put things out there that will hurt your kids.
Or your pets.
Right, but it's like, you know, oh, I want a lawn for my kids to play in. Okay, kids, you have to stay off of this for 3 weeks this year.
I think I read somewhere that cancers are showing up in pets, and they think it might have something to do with what we're putting on our lawns.
Right, yeah, which is terrifying. So those are just – when it comes to, like, thinking about lawns, planning for yourself for lawns, we want to equip you to be able to do it in a safe way. We kind of make sure that our advertisers in the show are interested in that. Yes. And not just having a lush, beautiful green lawn. We want that, but we also want it to where it's safe.
Well, the interesting way thing about I think about the organic approach to lawn care is it may be difficult in the short term with putting the compost on your lawn. Maybe that's hard for you to heft around those bags of compost. But the long-term effects really make it, first of all, financially make more sense, and then for your own let's see, maintenance. You don't have to constantly be buying the fertilizers and the weed control and all that, because it'll all be taken care of for you by a natural approach.
What you're saying, like, reminds me of a hamster wheel, you know, the not the natural approach, but the other approach.
Yes.
You're just in this hamster wheel where you're always having to buy and buy and buy. Yeah. Buy and buy. Oh, who's sweet buy and buy? 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. Also, the last thought on lawns and this design charrette we're having, 713-572-4610, is, you know, a lot of people out there may have too big of a lawn for their use, and then a lot of people out there may not have a big enough lawn for their use, and it's okay to adjust it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay to make a change. If you want to pull back some of your lawn for more shade bed, more shade plants, or more flowers, you want to devote some space to pollinator gardening, or you want to, you know, take away some bed because you do want more place to play. Like, that's okay. That's your place. You want to style it how you're going to use it now, and you want to start planning how you're going to use it 10 years from now.
Yeah, that brings us to we're going to talk about raised beds.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's going to be what we talk about after this break.
Yes.
713-572-4610. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Dreaming of a vibrant, bountiful spring? Prepare now with MicroLife Fertilizers. Fortify your soil and garden with Humates Plus 004 concentrated compost in a bag. Want exceptional results? Add MicroLife Multipurpose 624. Got problem areas? Treat them now with MicroLife Super Seaweed, the perfect liquid nutritional boost. MicroLife Fertilizers provide billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals plants crave all year long. MicroLife, making life better. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Warren Southern Gardens will get you growing because our roots run deep.
The Arbor Gate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place.
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I want to take a brief second to talk about Year Round. Year Round is a wonderful Houston-based company that does something that we love, that I just love. They do organic lawn solutions. So that may sound like, what, organic lawn solutions? That's a funny way to say lawn mowing. No, it's not actually just lawn mowing. They do an incredible job of, from the very bottom of your lawn's roots, which are the most important part of your grass. If your roots are in good condition, if they're striving for more depth and have the nutrition they need down there, the top, the grass, are going to look lush and gorgeous, and they're going to overcome any problems you're facing. So how do they get to that great solution? How do they get that place where you can have a lush lawn that's safe for kids, safe for pets, pretty much weed-free? How can you attain that? Well, their main focus is on core aeration and on compost top dressing. So core aeration is taking plugs out of the soil to get another layer, basically, of treatment. Compost top dressing gets microbial life, gets the whole soil food web into those holes on the grass, on the leaves. Also, a ton of nutrients. So, you know, compost is very, very nutrient rich because those microbes have not only broken down the wood and the other things that are in compost, but they've stayed there, and their bodies are there, and their bodies are filled with lots of nutrients. And also, year-round Organic Lawn Solutions does that service. They also do fertilizer application with great fertilizer, so they don't kind of leave you hanging with bad stuff. They get you off of the hamster wheel of kind of real sales-oriented stuff, and they don't leave you alone either. Year-round Organic Lawn Solutions knows that Houston lawn growing is a year-round prospect. So from getting the lawn kicked off in the spring to treating problem areas, looking for chinch bugs, looking for sod webworm during kind of spring and summer, early fall, starting with those fungal infestations, they can help out with all those things. They know what they're doing. They are a knowledge very knowledge-oriented team that cares a lot about what research is saying when it comes to what's going to be best for the lawn and the people involved. So Year-Round Organic Lawn Solutions provides comprehensive lawn care for sustainable results, including problem areas and pests. So they can really slow the pest down, stop the pest, don't have the pest cycles anymore, and then have it be safe for your kids, safe for your pets. And then also a cool thing is safe for your plants. The big trees in your lawn, around your lawn, on the edge of your property, they are actually your most valuable plant. And by putting something down that's not going to be good for them, you're choosing your grass and you're killing your tree. So year-round, it does not do that. They're really, really cool. And they can also maybe help you save on lower water bills, which is pretty amazing. So check out their website, yearroundhouston.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Anita Nelson with Danny Milliken on Sports Radio 610. If you have a problem, something that you're growing, grass, tomatoes, flowers, call us right now. We can talk about it. 713-572-4610.
713-572-4610. That's right, Anita.
Did I say that
You
right?
nailed it. You absolutely nailed it.
I invert numbers sometimes.
You said everything. So I was like, wait, okay. All right, well, we want to answer your gardening questions, be in them about your lawn, getting cool features in your space. I would love to hear stories about some of you that have maybe like changed your approach with your lawn, or if you have reclaimed some space for a lawn or turned lawn into something else. I'd love to hear those stories. Also, I'd love to hear stories and thoughts if you've ever put in water gardening stuff, the change it's made in the use of your backyard. I'd love to hear that too. We're going to talk to a couple callers now, answer some questions. Ralph, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Morning there. Good morning there. Yes, I have a question about my tomatoes. My tomatoes, I don't know, too much water, but they all turn yellow around there. But what is that too much water?
It might be. The whole plant turned yellow?
Yes. Well, no, it's starting from the bottom on and it comes up.
That's usually a sign of too much water when it's at the bottom and works its way up.
Well, did that start when Harvey hit more? Because I know not to put too much water on my plants, but
is Mother Nature delivered too much water to you recently where you are?
Probably.
I know up north, the north of Houston, they've got more rain than we did here in the central part of Houston.
Ralph, do your tomatoes have lower level leaves? Like, is it pretty lush at the bottom?
It's brown at the bottom. Yes.
Yeah, like where the branches are close to the ground. One bit of advice that kind of tomato people say a lot is don't let any branches touch the ground. So if you got any leaves near the ground, go ahead and clear those branches up, those big leaves that come off the side, and raise them up so you have air underneath the plant. That's a big strategy you can do. I mean, almost all the photosynthesis is happening in the top third of the tomato plant.
Yes, okay.
So I would take off. What can happen is we can get splashing from the soil up on the leaves, and those leaves are real susceptible to different fungal infections.
Okay, that must be my problem there. But, yes, it's doing good other than that. But my yard, that infection with fleas or whatever. My little doggie, she gets out there and she wallows in the grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have no idea what it causes in that?
I don't know the answer to that. You have a lot of fleas in your yard? I know compacted soils tend to have more fleas than a more porous soil.
Well, it sounds like maybe, Ralph, you don't have fleas. You just have a dog that likes rolling around and loves interesting smells.
Yeah, good little dog. Yeah. Well, okay, yes. Enjoy y'all. Okay,
we
thank
enjoy you.
You,
Ralph. It's pretty funny what dogs will roll in. You know,
no, they, it's not funny. It's not funny.
They don't have great taste in their choice.
I have to get the hose on my dogs when they've been rolling around.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. They don't have great taste in cologne.
No,
let's just say that. My dog Lemon, her favorite one was frogs.
You said her female dogs in particular.
Yeah, yeah. Lemon loved frogs. So if there's like a dead frog, she like wanted to go roll around on the mm-hmm. frog and like whoa, no, can have dead frog smell in the house for weeks. Anyway, sitting home show dead frog pros.
No.
It's home show garden pros. Sports Radio 610. We would love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. It's what we do. We help you be a better gardener by answering your gardening questions. So really want to hear what you're struggling with. This can be a tough time for vegetables. You know, it's kind of – we have maybe put our peppers in pretty early. And so now's the time to really, once it starts warming up, really go after that hot weather – peppers, eggplants, okra. But if you're a veggie gardener, we'd love to hear from you too. 713-572-4610. And we will be back after a brief message.
Has your lawnmower been sitting up for over a month and now it won't start? We can help. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. Today's gasoline contains ethanol, which in time can absorb moisture, and that moisture will gum up your fuel system, making it hard to start. Our technicians can service your mower, clean out the fuel lines, and clean or replace the carburetor, getting you back to mowing your lawn. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your lawn and garden flourish. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or southwestfertilizer.com.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Buchanan's is open 7 days a week to meet all your gardening needs. We've got great plant selection, trees, shrubs, annuals, perennials, the biggest herb selection in Houston. We've also got expert staff to help you with any of your gardening questions or problems. Bring in some pictures. We can help you figure out what's going on with your yard. If you're trying to find a gift for that special someone in your life, we've got an excellent bungalow that's stocked with unique and beautiful gift ideas. At Buchanan's, we try to promote organic gardening, and we have a full line of products that we can offer. Come in and check out our brand new soil blend, the Buchanan's blend. It's great for amending Houston's clay soil. Also works really great for containers. As we go into summer, there's a lot of events that are going to be happening at Buchanan's. Sign up for our newsletter or check out our Facebook, Instagram, website, events page for upcoming events. Buchanan's is located in the Heights at 611 East 11th Street. The phone number is 713-861-5702. We're open 7 days a week, 9 to 6. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you, Zach. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah.
And this is Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden, sitting next to Danny Milliken
here
on Sports Radio 610. Don't wait. Call now. 713-572-4610. We're here to help you to be a better gardener.
That's right. And Joe has followed your advice, so we're going to jump to him. He waited through to the break. Thanks, Joe. Joe, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Anita?
Hi, thank you. It's not quite on topic, but I have a live oak tree that's giving off sprouts, and it's always done that. I tried digging them up several times, and yet they still come back. I was wondering if you had, and they're starting to grow into the lawn, actually. So I was wondering if you had any advice about that.
So that can happen two ways. If you are Okay. There's the main way. I'm just going to get there. Acorns are the main way they do it, right? So they put acorns down, drop a bunch of acorns. Years later, the acorns turn into it, kind of not the next spring after a major fall, but a year or so afterwards. The other way is by the roots, kind of the soil around the roots lowering, there being compaction. The roots want to find a way to provide more air. Maybe we nick them sometimes with a mower or a weed whacker, and those sometimes openings in a root will make a new shoot come up. So the acorns one is kind of hard to deal with. I will say that the lawn versus roots battle will be won if you keep it in stasis by the roots. Like the lawn won't go under the tree unless you do some helping of the lawn. And if you do helping the lawn that hurts the tree, you lose the tree. So that's where compost top dressing is really, really handy in that situation, is that you can provide nutrients and population for both lawn and tree at the same time. And that'll actually give a little more tilth to the soil as well. So unfortunately, if it's a acorn situation, you really want to keep that lawn as lush as possible to avoid light hitting the acorns. And I would say compost top dressing is the only way to actually, in the shade, improve the density of the grass under a live oak.
So we don't have acorns. I've never seen any acorns under this tree. Maybe I'm just missing that.
Well, that's then we've eliminated a whole potential diagnosis. So then really a compost top dressing really becomes important, because with compaction that we kind of suffered from Harvey and then these heavy rains we're getting, the soil is lowering, right? And the roots aren't lowering. So they're going to be even more on top. And the more they are up in the air, the more apt they are to put a sucker up, to put a new shoot up. And so
compost
top dressing.
Top dressing.
And it really will help. And my experience is, and Anita, I'm sure you would agree, is it's the only way to get lush grass under a tree. Like, there's no chemical fertilizer that works.
Right. Yeah, we don't use any chemical fertilizers. We were told also that it may be hormone related. Is that possible? Or?
Yeah, so hormones in a tree like that kick in because of stress, almost exclusively because of stress. And soil compaction in the Houston area is hands down the number one stressor for trees. So, that advice is not wrong. Now, you know, if someone was like, Joe, your hormones are off, you would be like, well, what are some ways to solve it besides taking hormone pills, right? You would be like, is it diet, exercise, yada, yada, yada. You would figure out how to do it that way, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that's kind of like that with the trees. How can we actually improve the setting of the tree so that the tree's responses are now beneficial to your goals? So compost top dressing really does an incredible job of doing that.
Well, there is dirt area around the tree right now that most of the sprouts are coming up in. So should we grow the grass into the?
Oh, if you don't have grass there, then it's not a concern. I would mulch it. I'd put a little bit of compost down and then mulch it. Like, make sure you got mulch. If you have exposed soil, if you think of the forest, you're saying you have exposed soil?
Right.
If you think of the forest, right, there's never bare soil being shown. You never have bare soil. It's always leaf covered. Because that's the way that the trees kind of create air in the soil, by always having a process happening of composting, basically, on the soil floor. That's leaf mold. So I would get a little compost in there, but then mulch it pretty well and keep it mulched. And I think that'll actually solve your problem.
The type of mulch is important too. So.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you want to use hardwood native mulch.
Like
what?
So like a pine bark. Yeah, we were told pine bark, hardwood, something like that.
Well, I wouldn't use bark. I would use what's called hardwood mulch, native hardwood mulch.
Okay.
Yeah. You want the whole tree mixed up. The bark is not where nutrients are. That's like a protective layer. So bark's not. There is an aged black bark, but you just want to use like good old hardwood mulch. Nature's Way Resources has an incredible mulch that's basically like a compost for trees. Mm-hmm. Really great stuff there. But yeah, I think that's your best approach is getting mulch around. Try to mimic what a forest does. You know, if you want to be inspired, go take a walk in the woods at Memorial Park. You know, look what's under the trees there. I think that'll really, you'll find some inspiration by seeing what the trees do for themselves in nature.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Again, the mulch is the specific mulch. It's hardwood is the general type, but what was the more specific one you mentioned?
Well, from a company called Nature's Way Resources.
Yeah, most of the Home Show Garden Pro Co-op members carry it. We carry that mulch, too.
In bags.
At Nelson's Nursery.
Yeah, and you can buy a bulk, too, from Nature's Way.
From Nature's Way.
Yeah, Nature's Way Resources. Really good stuff.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Joe, for calling in. Well, Anita, you gave me the really like point. Like, you take this call.
Yeah.
You talk.
I haven't had experience with that. Although, you know, it's interesting about plants in general. They're the only living organisms besides ourselves that make more than they take.
Mm.
You know, plants have built the soils of the world. It's the plants that do it.
Right.
And humans make more than we actually use.
I mean, I would disagree with that, but, you know, exceptional humans do that.
Most humans do. I mean, they're takers out there.
We just have a different view of humanity, maybe, which is fine. But I agree with the plants. I agree about the plants.
You sound like a pessimist.
I'm not. I'm totally an optimist.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, we got to take a break.
Yes.
But we'll go back to solving all the problems of humanity in a second here on Home Show Humanity Pros. No, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call. Be like Joe, 713-572-4610.
Backyard gardeners, urban farmers, and pet owners have all depended on Wabash Feed and Garden for decades. Only one thing has changed. We've moved. Not far. Just up Shepherd, north of 610. Hi, I'm Betty Hecker, and we love to see you visit our new home. We still provide you with the same personal service and an even wider selection of plants, critters, and organic solutions. Organic solutions are our passion and our specialty. Struggling with your lawn or garden? Bring us a picture. We'll find you a solution. Kids are always welcome. We often have bunnies, ducks, and farm critters, along with rescue animals ready for adoption. Wabash Feed and Garden, Houston's only place where you'll find EarthKind gardening solutions, holistic pet treatments, veggie starts, habitat plants, farm critters, and unique gift ideas. We are a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden, 4537 North Shepherd, just north of 610, wabashfeed.com, or call us at 713-863-8322.
Your house, your castle. But pollen, mold, and mildew have it looking like a dingy old cave. Make one call. Clean and Green Solutions. Dirty siding, stained driveway, patio, or deck. Let the certified Home Show pros clean your home's exterior until it sparkles. Insured, fully trained, using the safest products available, Clean and Green Solutions will protect your investment. Houston's better soft wash and pressure washing company, cleanandgreensolutions.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Okay, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Glad you found us. It's a gardening show. We talk gardening. Our goal is to help you improve your practices, improve your find solutions to be a better gardener, to be the best you can be. And love to take your questions, answer your questions. That's one way we do it. 713-572-4610. It is Armed Services Weekend. And Anita, you were telling me about you guys have a pretty awesome event going on.
Yeah, we are offering a 20% discount for all of our members of the armed services, both active duty and veterans this weekend.
Yeah.
Say thank you for their service to their country. My father was one of them, my grandfather. All of us have relatives who are in the armed services. We want to honor them.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. And 20% off is a pretty legitimate discount. I mean, really, it's every four plants, you get one free. So.
True.
Nice. That's awesome. What a cool thing you're doing. Way to go there. Props. So I shot her the props sign, but you can't see
no
it at home.
I have no clue why he was doing that.
Yeah. Well, I wanted you to feel encouraged.
Oh, okay.
So we have some thoughts on raised beds.
Yes.
And design for raised beds. You know, give me one of those portions of the thoughts now.
I was just thinking, you don't have to bend over and you don't have to kneel if you have a raised
yes.
bed. So it's a real good reason to have one. And then the second reason is you have more control over your drainage and your watering with a
sure.
raised bed.
You get to choose the soil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are ways to go about it. There's they don't suggest you use treated lumber because of the chemicals used to treat the lumber. But cinder blocks work pretty good.
Yeah.
Stacked stone.
I mean, anything really.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, one bending over, you know, you really get to choose the height also, how much you bend.
Yes.
And, I mean, I really want to invite people, if you want a long raised veggie garden that's wood, by all means, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to do that. If you're really attracted to stone or you're really attracted to, you know, corrugated metal, like something else besides that, you make your raised bed veggie garden out of that.
Yeah, I think I've seen pictures of Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons Vegetable Garden, and hers are raised about, it looks like 18 inches. They're
right.
pretty high up.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful vegetable garden.
Yeah, 18 inches, mm-hmm. 20 inches, kind of the
yeah.
height of a chair is a really great
yes. yeah.
height. Because a lot of the veggie plants are pretty tall,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you don't want a 4-foot bed and then a 7-foot okra plant.
Yeah.
Then you got to get a ladder to pick the okra, and that's, you know, that's less than ideal.
Yeah, and bending over to pick fruit can get old really quick.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. Got one more break to take. Anina, you're not here for very much longer. Always
no.
sad.
Who's coming in after me?
Diane Bolanowski from Warren uh-huh. Southern Gardens is after you. She's coming in to dish some information on how to manage water damage, mm-hmm. things like that.
And they had water damage up there, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They certainly did.
Yeah.
But we got a little more explore about design, raised beds, using paths, things like that after this quick break from our sponsors. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Remember when your furniture was new? Before the kids, dog, cat, parties, spills, and whatever happened there. Gross. Make your home beautiful again. Shop where designers go. Elizabeth Cole Design. You'll find unique furnishings, artwork, lighting, and accessories that fit your home and lifestyle at surprisingly low prices. Need help? Enjoy complimentary in-house design services. Elizabeth Cole Design, your one-stop shop for home decor and interior design. Hempstead at 610 ElizabethColeDesign.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros is back. We've got a cool thing happening, a cool kind of a... We talk about soil a lot, and soil's not... Good soil is not that easy to find. Luckily, all of our co-op members have a great selection of amazing soil, or they've targeted a soil that they love, but... there's a new soil on the market, too, called New Earth Top Shelf Organic. So it's a carefully crafted compost and then a compost mix. Soils made of compost. So the Top Shelf Organic products from New Earth, organic approved, listed by OMRI, which is the Organic Materials Review Institute. And some products that they're kind of putting out there. Top Shelf Compost is just a you know, compost like we talk about all the time, high in humic acid, going to have microbes in it. Top Shelf Potting Soil. Top Shelf Peat Moss, Top Shelf Cactus Soil. So really good stuff if you're trying to do inside gardening. And they're available at your neighborhood HEB in these little bitty grab-and-go 8-quart bags. So really easy to carry. They're not huge bags that you have to lift. Pretty awesome stuff. So the grab-and-go bags, they do have 1-cubic-foot bags, like regular size bags. So, you know, if you're at HEB, get some soil, get gardening. And then we have a lot more questions, and you head over to our garden co-op locations. But New Earth, Top Shelf Organics, making new soils. Great to have another option like this on the market. Organic products at non-organic prices, topshelforganic.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. This is Anita Nelson with Danny Milliken, answering
Woo-hoo.
Your garden questions. We'd like you to call. So call us at 713-572-4610.
Yep, nice job. So we were kind of talking about design elements of raised bed garden.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like you mentioned in where to put a water garden, you want to put somewhere that invites you to it. And to me, that's the same way with raised beds. And, you know, I'd love to hear a little more about your thoughts about building the bed in such a way that is beautiful. And I know you guys, when y'all install beds, they're gorgeous. Landscapes are gorgeous. Well, a landscape is like a raised bed.
It is. It's I've thought long and hard about it. Raised beds, because if you wanted to be natural and native here in the Houston area, rock is not natural and native to this area. We don't have any of it. But that's what I would choose. That would be my fantasy, as a stacked stone raised bed.
Right.
Because, first of all, it looks pretty. It looks natural. And then you can even grow things in the cracks of the rocks, like sedums and such. So that would be my first go-to choice. And
but then, see, that is so like – just you casted such a vision of beauty that mm-hmm. – to me, man, that's going to pull somebody out to their garden. They're going to be there.
Yes.
And being around your garden is the best way to have success.
It really is. And in the mornings, my thing is I go out and I putter, because I'm going to go to work. So I don't have time to really get into it.
Sure.
So I check for watering, and I deadhead, and I look for snails. And it's a pleasurable moment of peacefulness and even spirituality before I go to work.
Yeah.
And I'd like that for everybody. And having a raised bed is so much easier. It's just right there in front of you, get it done, and you're out the door.
That's awesome. Great word of wisdom right there. I mean, it really, if that was the mentality that we had across the board of not me, 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 get, or give, take, we would be this more peaceful, more at rest, more settled culture that, you know, could then love each other, and which is kind of the goal of humanity. So anyway, enough wisdom dealing. Anita, great job.
Thank you,
she
Danny.
Dealt wisdom, and then I rephrased it. Yeah, so we all have our roles in life. So thank you so much. Great job on the show today. Always love having you on. Deep well of great knowledge. So it's really wonderful to be able to talk to you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we'll be back with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.